You're not going to talk about Red Butler, will you?
No, sorry, I'm just wearing the t-shirt, but no, I'm not.
So in December, Jake was giving a really, really, really awesome demo about the Red Panda Dev Portal and how they rigged it with AI. This talk is not about that.
We're no.
It's going to be something about Dog Detective, but it's also a mystery to me, so let's see.
Cool. Okay, so broken docs can be a nightmare, whether you're a tech writer, a developer, or a product manager. They erode your trust, they waste your time, and they make your product look kind of immature. But we're here today to talk about Doc Detective, which can turn your docs from a source of pain to a delight through robust automated testing. I'm Jake. I'm from Red Panda Data, which is a streaming data platform. And we're starting to integrate Doc Detective into our docs to get testing and output and automated testing, yes.
And I'm Ariel. I am a technical writer at Semarchy. We're a data management integration and governance company. And I'm starting to look at Doc Detective to also test our docs and help keep them up to date.
Cool. All right, so this is just the truth. Something always breaks. So imagine your company's just bought this shiny new product and you've been tasked to set it up and configure it. This is a product that's like, it's promised to solve all your company's problems. So you might start by feeling cautiously optimistic. You start researching just to see what this product does, and you might stumble across some docs. So things are looking pretty good. The docs even have a guide for the exact problem you're trying to solve. So you're confident. This guide has step-by-step instructions, copy-paste commands, and you copy-paste the first command into your terminal, hit enter, and it gives you an error. At this point, you've probably lost all trust in the rest of the doc, and you're not going to continue reading. And this is a common occurrence, because keeping docs in sync with a product that's constantly changing is hard. Sorry, yeah. What, the whole thing?
No, just the last sentence.
So it's common for docs to break because keeping docs in sync with a product that constantly rolls out new changes is just difficult. Even a minor change, like changing a button label, or what can seem like a minor change, like changing a button label from begin to start, can break the doc. And that's going to erode trust in the rest of your docs. So we're going to dive into why this happens.
And it's a real challenge. So one of the big challenges, and this has probably happened to everyone, but actually, question. Who here has somehow never dealt with broken documentation? Ever. All right, you're in good company. There are the challenges. I mean, the biggest challenge at first is that there are lots of updates. Your product gets features. Your product gets changes. Your product gets deprecations. The libraries your product depends on are deprecated, and you find out later. And it is a shared responsibility. So I'm, for example, a technical writer. I could watch for every single change in the product. That's not very realistic. I'm a technical writer. I don't have the role of project manager, who could be responsible for telling me all of the new features that are coming. But the project manager might not know about changes to existing features, and that's the engineers. But the engineers are not writing the documentation. I am. So at some point, you have to figure out who is dealing with this mess? How do you get visibility? Somebody needs to know what's in the documentation. You need to know what's in the docs to decide if you want to change them. And there are a lot of moving parts. You cannot do it perfectly, and something will eventually fail. Your users will find out, and that will cascade into a horrible scenario where somebody realizes something is wrong.
And when something's wrong, what tends to happen is you open a support ticket, which leads to longer resolution times. And generally, if consistently reliable docs build the trust, then inaccurate ones will undermine it. And that's going to affect things like your retention metrics, your satisfaction metrics, because building the trust is hard, but losing it is super easy. So what we want is we want users to read something that just works, and there is a strategy to enable that, and it's called docs as test.
And docs as test is not the name of the doc detective that we're demoing. It is a practice. It's the practice of automatically verifying every step outlined in your documentation, which sounds ambitious, but just imagine for a moment. Imagine you have every command, every UI flow, and every configuration step automatically checked for accuracy. That is a dream, but quite honestly, it's kind of the goal, and it's what you want to work towards. So if something breaks, like a command no longer works or a UI element changes, the tests catch it automatically. This is a proactive approach. It means your docs remain accurate. It means they remain aligned with the product's current state. And your users and yourself are probably much happier because chances are you have to use your documentation as well. And there are existing testing tools. Doc Detective is an intermediate tool. It's not for complete novices. You do still need some knowledge to use it. But for example, you have tools like Cypress and Playwright, and you could integrate them into your docs. But if you are like me, and you are not a JavaScript developer, and you have to use search engines or local LLMs to figure out code, this is a lot. This is a lot. The two snippets that just came on the screen do the exact same thing. They test a URL, they interact with the UI, and they take screenshots. It would be nicer if this were a little simpler to read.
Cool. And that's where Doc Detective comes in. So I'm going to get rid of the slides and just go into a demo.
Actually, if you want, I can just start in the meantime.
Yeah, sure.
So Doc Detective is a testing framework built by Manny Silva. It is an implementation of the docs to test methodology, and it aims to make tests much more approachable to technical writers by writing with JSON objects instead of programming languages. And in this case, the JSON, how it's presented, is aimed to be a lot more approachable.
So, yeah, this is the basic structure of a test. Yeah, it's just a JSON object, and it's made up of step objects.